This is the priceless gift of nature. These young children also, tomorrow the alim will not be here in the masjid to perform the salah. The gaze of the people in the masjid will fall upon this youngster. He will come, he will perform the salah. He will go into ruku, you will follow him. No matter how rich you are, he will go into sajda, you will also follow him. Appreciate this priceless gift of nature. Respect him for the Quran that he has in his heart. Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam, he was the father. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam, he was the son. Allah has given this incident also place in the Quran. إِذْ يَحْكُمَانِ فِي الْحَرْثِ إِذْ نَفَشَتْ فِيهِ غَنَمُ الْقَوْمِ. When that case was brought forward to them, Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam, he's the king of Palestine. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam, his dominion and his kingdom was throughout the world. There were four people that ruled the entire world. One was Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam. One was Zulqarnain. The other two were kafirs, disbelievers. They were Namrud and Bukht Nasr. So Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam, at that time, ulama say he was 11 years old. So this case is brought to his father that the previous night, the cattle from a farmer's yard went to the next farmer's yard and devoured the entire crop. So they come to Sulaiman, Dawood alayhi salam, and they say to him that you decide in this matter. So Dawood alayhi salam says, it's very simple. Take the value of that farm which has been destroyed, put a value to it, and take some cattle from there. So they come out, and not like you and I, if we go to one mufti, we find that it does not suit us. And then we'll go to another mufti, we'll take a nice envelope, we'll make it a little bit thick. We don't know if there's 10 rands or 100 rands in it. We'll present it to him, waiting for the fatwa that we want to hear. But they come outside, Sulaiman alayhi salam is standing there, and he asks that, what did my father decide in this matter? So he says, they say to him that your father has said, whatever crops have been destroyed, grant that cattle and that will resolve the matter. He says, no, I disagree. So this comes to the ears of Dawood alayhi salam. He summons Sulaiman alayhi salam. He comes there that, oh my father, oh my son, how is it possible that you disagree with my judgment? So he said that it is very simple. I believe that the farmer whose land has been destroyed, he should take the cattle, cultivate the land, till it comes up to his value again, and the farmer whose cattle it is, it should be returned to him after that period. Immediately he says, Al-qadha huma qadayt, that, oh my son, you have decided the matter. You have made decision on this matter. So these youngsters that we have in front of us, tomorrow they are going to be the leaders of our society. Tomorrow they will take that platform. But oh youngsters of today, you sit and you listen here. Some of you might be in the position of becoming a hafiz at this time. But let me tell you, without respect, without good character, without adab, you will not journey onwards. If you cannot respect your ustad for the knowledge he's imparting in you, you will not journey onwards. It is only two, three people that want to see you progress in life. Three people that want to see you move forward in life. Number one, your parents. Number two, your ustad. And number three, your sheikh. These three people want to see you progress in life. If you cannot show adab, respect, good character, good manners, speaking politely to them, wallahi, your journey will terminate that very day. The asatiza that we have in front of us, we need to show them utmost love, utmost kindness, utmost respect. Like I say, it is this occasion brings a sense of nostalgia. I remember the days of Miftah al-Quran. Those that are sitting here can still picture those green steps walking upstairs and coming to put these shoes straight also. If the shoes are not straight, we fear that when we come, Morana will come, there's going to be a problem. And if we are not dressed in the appropriate manner, if Morana is walking through town also, if we see him and he didn't see us, we'll duck him. So much of respect we had.